Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi Tanis Tes Zainu. Begin on the fourth line from the top of the Amid. In yesterday's Daf, we discussed the additional efforts that were done during these seven last fast days, which were the most severe of them all. Situation was getting desperate, and they did all kinds of additional efforts to bring about rachmanas, to bring about rain, to alleviate the situation. Says the Gemara, Rechoiv Teva V'sakem Efer Kvura Umuria Siman. This is a shorthand form of the next sugya, which will discuss these 7 points. Lama Yoytzen L'Rechoiv. That's the first thing, Rechoiv. We learned that they would leave the shul, go out into the city square to daven outside. What's the point of doing that? We have two pshat. Reb Chir bar Abba Amar, Loimar. By doing so, they were essentially saying, Zo'aknu b'tzin, look, we daven to Hashem in private, in the shul, v'loyna neinu, and we did not elicit a response. Nevazat zmeinu b'farhes. Now we're willing to go outside, shame ourselves out in public to bring about the Yeshua, to bring a bracha. So this exposure, this shame would bring about hachna, submission, and tshuva, which perhaps will evoke rachamonus. Reish Lakish Amar, another pshat, galinu. Look, we went out into exile, we left our shul, we're davening the street. That in itself should be a kapora. Galus seinu mechaperus aleinu. Our galus, our travel, our going out into exile, that should be a kapara on us. Might be nayu. Is there any difference between two pshatim? Bezoyin or galus? Ikibnayu, there's a difference. The galu, mibeknishta. Suppose they would go from one shul to the other. Instead of davening in their own personal shul, they go to the next shul. So galus, we still have. Well, they're leaving the comfort of their own shul, their own social circle, their own setting, and they're going out into Golas. So Kapara, on account of Golas, would apply, but since it's still in a shul, it's a Makam Sina, you would not have the element of Bezoin Befarhesya. So according to their first Shad Reb Chia, you need Befarhesya. A shul would not qualify. According to Reish Lakish, the point is Golas. In this case, you have it. Next thing. V'lama Mitzina Sateva L'Ruchay V'Shal Ir. Why would they transport the Aron Kodesh out into the city square? Amir B'Shem on Levi, Loimar. By doing so, they were expressing as follows. Kli Tzonua Hayalan. We had a hidden, a Tzonua Kli. Aron Kodesh, which was hidden in our shul. In this Bazav Avinenu, due to our sins, it was now shamed, taken out to the street. And Rashi says, Vidui. This was a form of confession. Look what we brought about through our Averis. V'loma Miskasin B'Sakin. Why would they cover themselves with sackcloth? The Yerushalmi, Rashi brings the Yerushalmi, they would cover themselves with sack, or to the Beis HaKvaris, blow Sheforis. So that's what the Gemara is referring to. Why cover with sackcloth, which was made of goat's hair? Amar Reb Chiya bar Abba Loimar, to express as follows, Harei Anu Chashuvin Kebehima. Due to our shortcomings, we're like, we value like an animal, like a behemoth. We listen to our Yetzirah. This was a way of confession, of vidui, of tshuva. V'lam manoisin efer mikla al gabiteva. Why would they place the burnt ashes on the Aron Kodesh, as we learned yesterday? Amar Reb Shuvan Pazi. This will send the following message. Kolaymar. We're not alone. Hashem is with us. Kolaymar. Imoy anoichi b'tzor. Hashem says, I join you in your hardship. Even the Aron Kodesh, which contains the Sefer Torah, which represents Hashem, so to speak, it's covered in ashes. Hashem is partaking in our hardship. Reish Lakish Amar, another pasuk for the same point. B'chol tzara sam lo tzar. Hashem has tzar. It's his tzar when we have tzara. Amar b'zera mereish. Initially, ki yavach chazina lulu rabbanan. When I would notice the rabbanan, the yavi efer mikla gabiteva, they place the ashes on the Aron HaKodesh. Mizdazea li kulay gufay. My whole body would tremble from fright. V'lama noisin efer b'reish kol echad v'echad. Why did they put efer onto every individual's head. Pligibo Rab Levi Bar Chama Rabbi Chanina. There's a machlekes between these two. Chadama, one explained, the reason is Harei Anu Chashuvin Lofenecha Ke'efer. We tell Hashem we have the same value as Efer. We're worthless. This was a way of doing teshuva. V'chad Amar, the other one explained, what is the significance of Efer, of burnt ashes, to bring about a positive effect? Kadei she'yizkor lonu Efer shel Yitzhak. Hashem evokes the memory of Yitzhak Avinu. We have Ram brought an isle, a ram, and burnt it instead of Yitzhak. And all along he would say, this is instead of Yitzhak. So this is a way of bringing Yitzhak, so to speak, as a carbon. This was the expression of Mesiras Nefesh. He was willing to bring Yitzhak instead, he brought an isle. So this brings out the true feelings of Mesiras Nefesh that we have to Hashem, and hopefully will evoke Rachmanus and Sos Min HaShemayim. My Binayu, what is the difference between both reasons? If Efer denotes lack of value or denotes Mesiras Nefesh, Iki Binayu, there is a difference of our stump. Just plain sand, plain earth, has no value. So you have that point, but it's not associated with okay, that's Yitzhak. Lama Yoytun LeBeis HaKvaris. What's the point of going out to the Beis HaKvaris on a fast day? In fact, Tosis brings Mikan Noyagin Mechol Mokim Leilech Beis HaKvaris B'tes Ba'av. From here we learn that there is a minute, a point in going out to the Beis HaKvaris on Tisha B'av. Sharei Tisha B'av Havitana Sibur K'moisho Yoysen Ben Pnei Akshom. Just as the Gemara mentions, going out to Beis HaKvaris during a Tanis Tzibur, on account of a rain shortage. Likewise, Bizman Hazeh, we go out to the Beis HaKvaris on Tisha B'av. In fact, it's brought down in Halacha, the Ramah brings it down, to try to go out to Beis HaKvaris on a Yom Tanis. So what's the point? What are you trying to accomplish by going out to the Beis HaKvaris? Again, we have two reasons presented by these Amirayim. Pligibo, there's machlekes between Rabbi Levi Bar Chama and Rabbi Chanin. Chadama, one explained, similar to the svara that he gave by the Efer. Well, we're like Mason, we're valueless. Look what we did wrong. We have no value. We're trying to do tshuva. We misvada Hashem HaRachmanus on us. We realize. We appreciate our shortcomings. The other one explained, on a positive note, Kadei sheyevakshu aleinu mesim rachmim. The point of going out to the Beis HaKvaris is that the mason buried there should daven for us. So we solicit their help, so to speak, for our cause. My Binayu, what's the difference between the reason that we're not choshev or the reason that they should be mvakish rachman? Iki Binayu, there's a difference. Kivri Akum. What about a Beis HaKvaris, which contains kvarim of non-Jews? You have the first time. Chashuv and Kemesim exists, but Bakashas Rachmim, says Rashi, well, they're not even roid to ask for themselves, certainly not for us. So as Tosis mentioned, it is a minhag to go to the Beis HaKvaris to visit the cemeteries on the Tanis Tzibur, and according to a second pshat in the Gemara, Kadei sheyevakshu aleinu mesim rachmim. It's a big tumult in the Sfarim and the Poiskim. What exactly does the Gemara mean? And how do you relate to the mesim? How do you get them to ask Rachman? Some say, well, you're not meant to. Dorish al Mason, go and daven to Mason. Others bring a raya. Rukivege Gilian Ashas, Mitzayan Digmar and Soita, where Kali Ben Yifuna went to Chevron to daven, to be safe from the Atzas Meraglim. So we see there is a concept of having the schus of the Mason help a person. So I looked around and I found four aspects, four approaches to this topic. Some learn that when we visit Beis HaKvaris, which contains Mesim, especially Tzadikim, Hashem will remember the schus of the Tzadikim, and that itself will bring about Rachmim on us. Others learn that when we dive into the Beis HaKvaris, although we're not addressing the Mesim, but the Mesim themselves will be misoirer themselves and ask for us. The Maril writes, interesting concept, Beis HaKvaris is Mokim Tor V'Kodesh because it's Mokim Menuchas HaTzadikim, that's where Tzadikim rest, and therefore it is a Mokim Mesugal, it's an appropriate place conducive for proper tefillah and acceptance of that tefillah. Tachsam Seifa brings, writes in the Tshuva, that his Rebbe, Rav Mordechai ben Net, not his Rebbe, Maram ben Net, Bish'as, when he was passing, he said when he passed away that if you have anything to ask, come daven by my kever, and I'll help you out. So it's pretty clear that he was clearly saying that they should ask him to help him out. So different shittas, different approaches to this concept. The Mefarshim bring that there's a nusach called Man Eloshen, composed in the previous Doiris, where there is direct addressing of the Mason. We ask them to ask for us, to daven for us. So either way, there is an Indian, there is a Schus, to daven and Makam Kvoris. However, it's meant to work. Continues the Gemara. We spoke about Misha Ono, as Avram Avinu Bahar Haramoriya. We're assuming Haramoriya is Harabayis. That's where that Kedesh Yitzchak took place. That's where Hashem responded to him, promised him children and Eretz Yisrael. My Har Hamoriya, why was it called Har Hamoriya? Once again, Machloik is Pligi Bo Reb Levi Bar Chama, Reb Chanina. Chadama 1 explained, Har Shiyat Menu Hoyra Oli Yisrael. Hoyra, instruction, Torah, Musar, was exported from that mountain. Harabayis houses the Lishkas HaGozes, which houses the Supreme Court, the Sanhedrin HaGdoila, from which clarity was disseminated to Klal Yisrael. The hardest Shilas ended up in the Bezna HaGodol. There were Nevi'im standing there who gave Musa to Klal Yisrael. Yotzim menu hayra'a liYisrael. That's why it's Har HaMoiriya. Loshon hayra'a. Moira. Moira, Moira, right? Loshon of instruction. V'chadama, the other one explains, the reason why it's Har HaMoiriya, Har sheyotzim menu Moira, fear, was exuded from that mountain. Lo'ide kechavim. Why? Because they saw the greatness of Klal Yisrael. They saw the Asura Nisan took place in the Beis HaMikdash. They were gripped with fear, awe, pachad from Yisrael. Says Rashi about 7-8 lines up. Chadomar har sheyotzo hiro, Torah, liYisrael, kimitzin teite Torah, yoreh mishpatecho liYakov, velishkas hagozes sheba'omdu anavim hamechichim liYisrael. Moira lebde kechavim. How did it bring about Moira? Sheshoymen gedulos Yisrael, virushalayim. In fact, Tesis says that the word Yerushalayim is a joint word. Yeru, the Lashon of Yira, fear, which was exuded from Yerushalayim, and Shalim. He says, look at the Pasuk, in Bereishis, it says, Malchi Tzedek Melech Shalim. He was the Melech of Yerushalayim. So Yerushalayim is Yira of Shalim, of Yerushalayim. And that's why there's no Yud. Yerushalayim is not written with a Yud. And he says that's why, because it's meant to be a joint word of Yera and Shalim. Continues Rashi here. So the Oyde Kechavim hear about the greatness of Yisrael umespachtim aleim shamati. Rashi means another pshat. Lishna achrina Har HaMoriya is not Har HaBayis. It's actually Har Sinai. So why was it called Har HaMoriya? For the same two reasons. So Tesis brings, because there is a Hayrah with this Torah, which came from Har Sinai to the world. I don't see it in Tosfos, but that seems to be the Pashut Pshat, that Misham Yotza Hayrah, right? Har Sinai was a source of Hayrah of Torah. And Rashi seeks to explain the second reason. What about Moira? What is that connected? How is that associated with Har Sinai? So he says, "Lishna achrina Har HaMoriya Har Sinai Moira lo'ivde kechavim b'matan Torah d'chsiv eretz yorah v'shakata." During Har Sinai, during Matan Torah, there was a fear, a moira that gripped the entire world when they experienced they were exposed and they were aware of the fact that we got the Torah and everything was shaking about, and everybody was impressed and affected by Matan Torah. Okay, so either Har HaMoriya is referring to Har Sinai, or, according to some, Har HaBayis. Now it seems that the Misha Ano Lavaram Vina Bahar HaMoriya that we mention in our Mishnah is certainly referring to Har HaBayis, because Hashem answered Avram Avinu on Har HaBayis. It seems that the second Pshat in Rashi and Tosfos that it's referring to Har Sinai is just another way to explain Har HaMoriya in general, Har Moriah can be referring to Har Sinai. But of course, in our Mishnah, it is a reference to Har Habayis. Okay, continues the Gemara. Hazokin Shebehen, the older one amongst them, Imir Lefnein Divrei Kivushim. He gets up and he admonishes, he softens their hearts. He brings them to Teshuvah. Tonar Rabban, who's going to be the one to speak? We have a preference, a list of preferences. Im Yesh Shom Zokin. Let's say there's an older person there, Imir Zokin. He's the one to speak. But otherwise, Omer Chacham. A Chacham will be the one to inspire the masses. Vim Lav, if you don't have a Zaken or a Chacham, what's third best? Omer Adam Shal Tzura. An Adam Shal Tzura should get up and inspire the crowd. Who's an Adam Shal Tzura? Says Rashi, off to the right. Adam Shal Tzura Bal Kaima, a tall fellow, charismatic fellow. She Ishmu Bi Kabul Dvarav Lahamrachas Aleif. So appearance, impression, makes a big difference. You got a big person, the Baal Kaima, to give a nice Musa Shmooze, he's going to have the right effect. Continues the Gemara. So you're giving me this order. First priority is Zokin. Then Chacham. Then Adam Shal Tzura? How does that work? Atu Zokin de Ka'amri. Your first choice is a Zokin. Afa Gavdal Av Chachamu? Even though he's lacking Chachamu? He's just an old man without any content? How does that make sense? He's going to inspire the masses? Why is that first choice? I'm going to buy Hachikama. No, the Brisa meant like this. Im yesh zaken v'hu chacham, Omer zaken. If you happen to have somebody with both qualities, he's older in age, older in years, and he's a chacham, of course that's the best. So he has the content and the experience and the prestige, that's number one. Right? Im yesh zaken v'hu chacham, Omer zaken v'hu chacham. Right, so then we do the Zaken, who is a Chacham? Vimla, but otherwise. So now you're faced with a choice. You can either use a Zaken, who has not much content, or a Chacham, who happens to be younger in age. So, which one's the pick? Vimla, Omer Chacham. Better to have a Chacham, even though he's a bit younger. Content. Panemius is what counts. Vimla, if you don't have either a Zaken or a Chacham, Omer Adam Shal Tzura. So first choice is a Zaken who's a Chacham. Otherwise, it's a Chacham. Otherwise, third choice is Adam Shal Tzura. But it seems from the Gemara that just Zikna, just age alone, doesn't really carry much weight. So what's he going to say? He says as follows, Achenu, my dear brothers, lo sak v'tanis gurmim. You know what? Externals, wearing a sack, fasting, which is relatively external, it's not a change of lifestyle. That's not going to do the trick. Ela tshuva masim tevim. Internal change. Change of lifestyle. Tshuva masim tevim. Goyerim, that's going to do the trick. Shekei mosinu ba'anshi ninvi. As we find v'ninvi. Shulei nema behem v'yar alakim asaka mastanisam. Rather than the pasuk saying Hashem took notice of their sack, of their fasting. What does it say? Hashem took notice of their actions. That's what's going to carry the date. That's what's going to make a difference. Internal change. Now, once on the topic of Ninveh, we have another pasuk which says, Vayiskasu Sakim, Ha'odam Vabehema. So they don sackcloth, the Adam, and also the Behema. Mayavu Avdi, what were they trying to do? The Behema always wears sack. There's no significance to a behemoth wearing a sack. Torah says they did something which inconvenienced the animals as well. Asri, they tied up, they separated. Habehemus lechud, the mothers separately, vesavlodis lechud, and the children separately, to bring about tsar, even amongst the animals. Umr lefonav, they turned to Hashem, Riboyne shalom, im ein atam merachem aleinu, if you don't have mercy on us, Ain anu merachem aleinu, we're not going to have mercy on these animals. Says Rashi, 3-4 lines up. Im ein atam merachem aleinu kolaymar. They meant as follows. Kesheim shata imel rachem aleinu. Just as you tell us to have rachmanas on these animals, l'chsiv v'rachma v'kol ma'asav. So too, have rachmanas on us. Kein terachem aleinu. Ben Yehuda asks, are we trying to blackmail, threaten Hashem? If we're not going to rachem on us, we're not going to rachem on them. Says Ben Yehuda, what they meant to say is like this. Why were the animals created? To serve man, to serve us. If we're going to be destroyed, if we're going to be decimated, what's the point of these animals existing? If we're not around, the world has no reason to exist. Hashem, you want a world. You want a bria. Have rachmanas on us and keep us alive. The pasuk continues. Vayikru elalkim b'chaska. They called out to Hashem b'chaska, with strength, with power. They presented some sort of argument. My Amr, what were they saying? The Amr lefanav, they turned to Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam. Olav, v'she'en olav. You have two people. An olav, tolerant person, easygoing, who's confronted by an einoy olav, tough fellow, difficult to deal with. Or, you have two people, a tzaddik, v'rasha, min nitchem mipnei mi. Who's going to defer? Who's going to give in? Who do you have higher expectations from? Of course the tzaddik. Of course the olav, the easygoing fellow. Kaviyachol, here as well. Defer. Give in. Be mavater. Vayeshuv ish medakei ro. They did tshuva from their bad ways. Umin hachametz asher b'chapeihem. And from the thievery that they were involved with. Now, once they did tshuva, why does the pasuk have to say, well, they gave back what they stole? You can't do tshuva otherwise. What's the repetition all about? Apparently, there's an added element the pasuk is referring to. They went beyond the letter of the law. My umin achamas asher b'chapeim. What did they do there? Amar Shmuel afilu gozal marush. Even a fellow stole a beam, ubana bebira, and built it into his house. Mikakeya kol abira kula. He dismantled the whole house. Umachsir marush lebalav, to return the beam back to its owner. Although al pi halachina, you don't have to. There's a takana. Takana's marush. Chacham wanted to encourage people to do tshuva. So they said, in such a situation, you just pay the value. You don't have to take apart the whole structure. But they went the extra mile. The Flimir Shur Satin. They dismantled the bira, the large mansion, returned the beam. Asks the Chassam Sofer, well, Takanas Marish only happened way later, after Ninveh. At their time, there was no Takanas Marish. So Minadin, they have to return the beam. So Chassam Sofer says, based on the Ramban, that perhaps the Gemara means that they were all easygoing at that time. They were all doing tshuva, and they were mevater to each other, and the victim of this geneva certainly would be more than happy to just accept payment and value rather than dismantling the other fellow's building. So al pidin he was potter, but they did it anyways. Omar of Adabarav, Odom sheyesh biyado aver umisvada. If a person did something wrong and he does vidui, ve'einay chayzer ba, but he doesn't change his ways. What's it compared to? Famous mashal. Like a person grabbing hold of a dead insect, which is tummy. Even when he goes and he's toivel in all waters, all mikvahs, they also like tefillah, it's worthless. He's still touching the tummy. As soon as he gets rid of it, as soon as he goes into a small mikvah, no river, no ocean, just a small pit. Miyad, also like tefillah, certainly that counts and becomes tahor. Shanemar, this is compared to the Baal Tshuva. Tshuva only works with a change of lifestyle. Shanemar, Moideva Oizev, he does Tshuva, but he abandons his faulty ways. Yerucham, he will generate Rachmanis. Va'omer, and the Pasuk likewise, says, Niyasa levaveinu el kapayim, el keil bashamayim. Our heart has to go along with our hands. Rashi says, "Ima kapayim tzorach lisa halev, la shamayim kolayim," meaning shiachsam kolkulei. Lift your clean hands up to shamayim. That's how you generate tshuva. Back to the Tanis. Om de batfila. So they're preparing to daven. Moiridin lifnei ateva zaken. They point a proper shliach tzibur. Now, what qualities does the shliach tzibur have to possess? Tana rabon. Om de batfila. Ava b'shiyesham zaken v'chacham. You see, the Zakin V'chacham was good for the Musar, to inspire the crowds. When it comes to being a Shliach Tzibur, you have to be proficient and fluent in Tefillah. In fact, the Gemara Bracha says, if a Shliach Tzibur errors in his Tefillah, it's not a good sign for the Tzibur who he's representing. So who is meant to be appointed? Even if you have an older man, and he's a Chacham, Ein Morid Nefnei Ateva, El Adam HaRogel. You appoint a person who's ruggle, who's accustomed to davening, who's fluent, who's proficient in tefillah. The famous story with Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. It was a question of who to appoint as a shliach tzibur, with Talmud Chacham, but he had a hoarse voice. Or a younger fellow, wasn't as chashev, but he knew how to daven nicely, a sweet, beautiful voice. And they presented Reb Chaim with the shaila. He says, look, I understand. Who's more chashev? Talmud Chacham, Yirei Shemayim. But all those qualities mentioned in halacha that are required for a shliach tzibur, that's if you have a choice. You're faced with a shaila. I have two potential chazanim. Both know how to daven. This one's a greater Talmud Chacham. This is a more important person. It's less important. Okay, so you pick the fellow who has the added qualities. But first, you need to be a chazan, he says. The fellow who has no voice is not a chazan. He's not up for consideration. First condition is be a chazan. Of course, you take the fellow who can daven better, who has a voice, who can sing, who can daven. That's the chazan. Then you worry about additional qualities. Likewise over here. Zaken v'chacham. That's not going to do it. You need an Adam Arugel to get to first base. He can daven. Now you try to get the best chazan. Rabbi the Omer, metupol ve'engli. He's looking after his children. He has tefillim, young kids. He has to support. He has nothing to give them. So now he's really into his tefillah. He's really devoted. V'yishle yigib asad. He has work in the field. He has a farm, no rain. Ubeisei reikim, his house is empty. Pirkei Noah. The more soon will explain. Ushfal berach, which means humble man. Umerutza la'am, very important, Rashi says. Noyach lebriyos, well-liked fellow. Umaskim l'tfilosai, and they all go along with his tefillah. V'yesh l'ne'ima. He can daven nicely. V'koy le'orev, a sweet voice. Uboki likroitz b'toyra, b'revim b'ksuvim. He is an expert in the psukim, which he's going to say during his tefillah. Velishnais b'midrash, b'alochais, b'agodais, is expert in Gemara and learning. He has prestige, he has Talmud Chacham. Ubaki b'chol ha'brachais kulon, and he's an expert in all the brachais, in order to say it properly. V'yavu b'rabbonei nayu, the rabbonei set their eyes on a potential candidate who had all these qualities, b'rabbi Yitzchak Barami, asks the Gemara. We seem to have a repetition here. Hayinu b'tubo v'engli. What does b'tubo v'engli mean? He's looking after children, he has nothing to support. Hainu beisereikim. It's exactly the next condition. Empty home, empty pantry. Why the repetition? Amrav Chizda, no. Beisereikim means zeo shebeisereikim min ha'avera. His house is clear, clean from any gezel, anything that's any dishonesty. What does a pirkei noa mean? Amrav Baye zeshe lo yotzele shimra bi'al dusay. Even in his youth, he had a good reputation. Perek is a Lashon when he's a Bachar, when he's of marriageable age. Even at that point in his life, he had a good name, a good reputation. So he's good through and through. Past, present, hopefully future. The Pasuk in Yirmiyah says as follows. Hoyseli nachlosi. Hashem responds to Yirmiyah, who asks Hashem, why don't you respond to Kol Yisrael, to their tefillah? Hashem says, look, hoyseli nachlosi, my nachl, my Yisrael, like ha'aryeh b'yar, like lion roaring out in the forest. Not so like Bekoyle, present their voice, but just a voice. Alkeis Nesir, that's why I dislike. My not so like Bekoyle, what does this mean? Omer Marzutu Bar Tuvia Marav, Amrilo, some say Omer Rami Bar Choma, Omer Rabbi Choma, Omer Rabbi Elazar. Speaking about a hollow voice, without an internal consistency. They present this beautiful chazan, beautiful voice. Nothing, no substance. Nothing like Bekoy, like a lion roaring. That's why that tefillah doesn't carry weight. It doesn't have the proper impact. Okay, so getting back to the Mishnah, we have a total of 24 brachas during the Shemone Esrei of the Tanis. V'oimer l'flame esrim v'abar brachas. Shemone Esrei shebuchol yom, the standard 18, u'moisev alein eitsheish, with an additional 6. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean 6? Hani Sheish, it's only 6. Sheva Havyan. It's clear from the Mishnah that there were 7 long brachas, not only 6. Kedisnan al Shvius Vayimeh Baruch Maracham al Aretz. Mishnah says, how do we end bracha number 6? Long bracha number 6, Baruch Maracham al Aretz. So what do you mean there were only 6 extra brachas? Answers the Gemara. Omar Rachm Bar Yitzchak, my Shvius. When we speak about the ending of the 7th, Shvi'is la'arucha, the seventh long bracha, the seventh expanded bracha, because really, the bracha of the six extra brachas were inserted where? Between Goyel Yisrael and Rafa'inu. Between Reva and Yenu, right? Baruch Hashem Goyel Yisrael and Rafa'inu Hashem. But the truth is that Goyel Yisrael, which speaks about the topic of the day, we need a Geula, was also expanded. We took that opportunity to expand Goyel Yisrael as well. Although it wasn't counted as one of the extra six, but it was an expanded bracha. And then comes the additional six. So we really have a total of seven long brachas. To the Sani B'Gol Yisrael, Marach. He would expand Gol Yisrael. B'Choisma, Hu'oimer, how would he conclude the bracha? Mish'ona, as Avram, Bar Maria. Just like Hashem responded to Avram and Har Maria. And Taisa says, what's the connection between Gol Yisrael? So Taisa said, V'Shahir, Rishon L'Nitzelen. He was the first one that was saved by Hashem, Shenitzel M'Nimroid. He was saved from the fiery furnace by Nimroid. That's why it's appropriate to mention Avram Avinu in Goyel Yisrael. Avram was the first one saved by Hashem, and likewise we are in desperate need of a Geula. So Hashem will respond to Avram Avinu Bar Amaria, Hu Yana Eschem, who will respond to you, Vishma B'kol Tzakaschem, and will hear out your in-depth, desperate tefillah. For Hashem says, Tzaka is a deeper form of tefillah. Medrash brings 10 Lashonos of tefillah. Tzaka is a deeper, more desperate form of tefillah. Hashem will listen to you and respond to you, Hayim Hazeh, Baruch Goyel Yisrael. So this is an expanded bracha, although it doesn't really count as one of the extra brachas. V'heinan in Achrav Amen, the Tzibur responds Amen. V'chazan HaKnesses, now the Shamas, the attendant, gets up and he says, Oyer Melem, he turns to the Kahanim, Tiku b'nei Aaron, Tiku, blow the shofar. V'chayze v'oymer, now we're up to the next bracha, the first of the extra six, which is Zichroinais. So he has all the psukim of Zichroinais. And then he's nearing the end of that bracha. And this is the Shlech Tzibur, back to the Shlech Dechazen. And he goes and says, Mish'ona Saveseinu al Yamsuf. So now he concludes Zichroinais by making mention of our forefathers standing by the Yamsuf. And Rashi, Tosis explained, they were sort of forgotten. So it at least appeared forgotten throughout the years of Golas, and Hashem remembered them. That's why it's connected to Zichroinais. Hashem who responded to Avisenu al Yamsuf Hu Yane Eschem, he will respond to you as well. Vishma b'kol tzakaschem ayimazeh baruch zeich haneshkechas. Hashem remembers the forgotten things. So this is the Shteach Tzibur. V'heinu nachrav amen. The Tzibur responds with an amen. V'chazan haknesses. Now once again it's the chazan, the shamas, the attendants turn to get up and say Omer lehem. He turns to the kehanim with instructions. Hariu b'ni aron hariu. Blow the shofar. Now in contrast to the previous time where he said tiku, B'nei Aaron Tiku, which was referring to a Tkiya through a Tkiya, here he says Hariu. B'nei Aaron Hariu, Rashi explains, because here it's in the reverse. It's Trua, Tkiya, Trua, for whatever reason. I switch it around, and they alternate back and forth. V'chein b'chol bracha u'bracha. Likewise, throughout the next three brachas, Ba'achas Omer Tiku. During one bracha, there is Tiku. Ba'achas Omer Hariu. By the other bracha, it's Hariu. So they alternate. B'med v'marun b'gvul. When do we have this concept of answering Amen? Only outside the Mikdash. Ava be Mikdash, but in the Mikdash, Einai Kein, they did many things differently. Three things were changed. Firstly, there's no Amen. Lefi Shein, Einin Amen be Mikdash. There's no Amen in the Mikdash. Rather, they say, Baruch Shem Kvod Machusu Ilamed, which is a more elaborate acknowledgement, which is apropos for the Makam HaMishkan, Makam HaShchina, where Hashem's Shchina was visible, Shem Kvod Machusu Ilamed. How do we know there's no Amen in the Mikdash? Shnemar. This is by Ezra, where they were benching Hashem in the Mikdash, and he says, "Kumo baruchos Hashem lekechem, bless Hashem, min ha'olam ad ha'olam, from this world to the next world, v'yivaruch Hashem kvodecha." They will acknowledge by being mivaruch Hashem's shame, Hashem's presence, Hashem's revelation. U'mareimam al kol bracha u'sila, Hashem is beyond all bracha and all praise. So we learn that Amen doesn't suffice. You have to respond to Hashem's name with a more elaborate praise. Baruch Shem Kvod Machusu Ilam Vod. Now, the words of Mereimam Al Kobrachos Ilah can perhaps lead one to think that there's only one acknowledgement for all brachas in the Mikdash. So you have a list of 20 brachas, you wait till the end, you say Baruch Shem Kvod Machusu Ilam Vod, which is a general acknowledgement regarding Hashem's presence, Hashem's Shechina, Hashem's praise, Hashem's loftiness and His glory, all one acknowledgement for all the brachas. Yachal al kol a brachas kulan. Perhaps in reference to all the brachas, you only have leitei el tila achas, one acknowledgement, one baruch shem. Brachas is a specific thing. Baruch this, baruch that. Perhaps you need one general acknowledgement for all. No, the pasuk says umreimam al kol brachos ilam. We learn al kol bracha for every bracha. So initially the Gemara figures, etc. It's one bracha, it's one baruch shem for everything. And then we focus on the words al kol bracha sehila, which is a specific instruct to give a tehila for every specific bracha. So what then do we say in the Midrash, if not amen? So firstly, the mevarech will be more elaborate. You see, you can't have an acknowledgement which is more prominent than the bracha itself. So the bracha itself had to be prolonged and made more flowery, so to speak. So the mevarach says Baruch Hashem Elokim Elkei Yisrael Min Ha'olam Ad Ha'olam Baruch Goel Yisrael. Instead of simply Baruch Goel Yisrael, you say Baruch Hashem Elokim Elkei Yisrael, etc. Now listen, it's this elaborate response as well. Ve'inan Achrav Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Ha'olam Ve'et. So he finished Goel Yisrael. So now it's the Chazan's turn. The Chazan again means the Shamas, the attendant. The Chazan HaKnesses turns to the Kehanim. Omer lem tiku HaKehanim b'nei Aaron tiku. V'choyzev o'imen. Now, this is another change that took place in the Midrash. We already had two changes. The Mevarech elaborates. The respondents elaborate. Baruch Shem. And now we have a third change. The Chazan, after instructing for those tkiyos, he reviews, he summarizes. He gives a quick synopsis of the theme of that bracha. B'chayze ba'imar mish'ana as Avram bara Maria hu yane eschem v'yishma b'kol tzakaschem ayimaseh. So three things happen in the Midrash that didn't happen outside the Midrash. Firstly, a longer bracha, Baruch Hashem al-Kei Yisrael min o'ilam ad-o'ilam, Baruch Goel Yisrael. Secondly, Baruch Shem Kodin al-Chusa instead of Amen. And thirdly, the attendant will make a quick review of the topic at hand. Now up to the next bracha, Zichroinus, he mentioned all the psukim. Now he's up to the chasima. So once again he says, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, right, min ha'olam ad ha'olam, etc. Zeicha nishkachos. Ve'inanim achrav, and everybody responds with a Baruch Shem, Kvod Malchusoy, lo'olam ve'od. The Chazan HaKnesses gets up again, V'chazan HaKnesses omer lehem, Hariyu, Hakeyanam, Bnei Aaron Hariyu, etc., etc. V'chein, b'chol bracha, bracha, this repeats itself throughout all those brachas. Ba'achas omer tiku, by one he says the word tiku, ba'achas omer hariu, the other one hariu, as we explained, the sequence of blows switch around. Acha goymer as kulon, until he finishes all those extra brachas. So this was in the Mikdash, v'kach hinig, Rabbi Chalafta b'tzipori. In the town of Tzipori, Rabbi Chalafta decided, I'm going to apply all these changes, all these extra features that were featured in the Mikdash, I'm going to have it in my town as well. Rabbi Chananya ben Tradin ben Sichni. Chananya ben Tradin applied these things in Sichni as well. When this reached the Chachamim, Amru, they said, no, these additional features only meant to be done in the Harabayis, where you enter Shar Mizrach. In any case, it's a Migdash related concept not meant to be applied elsewhere. Okay, so we have a full description of what happened in the Migdash and outside during Yimei HaTanis. Others had a slightly different version, slightly different, not much, pretty much a very similar brayse, almost word for word, describing the tefillos and brachos of the Yom HaTanis. Omer lefneim esrim rabba brachos, so the shteich tzibur gets up, presents 24 brachos, shmoyne esrei shebuchol yom, 18 standard, umoysev alein oit sheish, adds another 6, oysen sheish, Heichain Omran, where would he put those 6? Bein Goyel, between the Brach of Goyel, L'Roifei Choyle, Umarach Pekul. Before he gets to the 6, he expands and prolongs the Brach of Goyel Yisrael, which is the topic of the day, Gulas Yisrael. Veinen Achav Amen, Alko Bracha Bracha, and they respond with an Amen. This is outside the Mikdash. V'kacha Yunoigim Begvulin, that's how it took place outside the Mikdash. Avo B'Mikdash, but in the Mikdash things were different. Now, before we continue, the Karen Oyer points out that there is one difference between this brayse and the previous one. It appeared that this brayse left out blowing shofar v'gvulin. In the previous brayse we had blowing the shofar even outside the Mikdash, it appears that this brayse leaves it out, and there is no tkiyah shofar outside the Mikdash. Okay, that's the only difference It appears to be the only difference between this brayis and the previous one. Ava b'migdash hu yo'aymin, but in the Migdash, they would have many changes. Firstly, the bracha was a longer one. Baruch Hashem l'kei Yisrael min ha'olam ad ha'olam. Baruch el Yisrael. Number two, v'lo yo'ayu aynin acharv amin. There was no amin. V'kol kach lama, why? V'she'ein aynin amin b'migdash, there's no amin in the Migdash. How do we know that Amen doesn't suffice in the Middash? Need something more elaborate. Shenemar, Kumu Baruchas Hashem Lekechem Min Olam Vada Olam Mivocho Hashem Kivoydechem Reima Malkal Bracha Osila. We learn that a Kol Bracha Bracha Tein Lo Yisehila. It's not just enough to slightly acknowledge, nod your head, say Amen. You have to actually express it with the phrase Baruch Hashem Kivoy Nachusilam Tana Rabbanon. Some take out the word Tana Rabbanon because it's one continuous brayso. Let's go through the brachas again. Alo Rishonus Uaymer. Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, min ha'olam ad ha'olam. Baruch Goyel Yisrael. So that's the first extended bracha. Ve'inu in achra, Baruch Shem Kvar Nachusa, ha'olam v'ayil. Of course, this is in the Migdash. V'chazen HaKnesses, and the Shamas gets up, and he says, Oymer, Tiku Kohanim Tiku, V'choyzim v'ayim. And then he repeats the theme. Misha Ono, Savram Bar Amariyah, Hu Yane Eschem, V'yishma, M'kol Tzakaschem, Eim Azeh. V'alashnia Oymer. And now we're up to the second bracha. Zichroinus. So he says the Psukim. And now he's nearing the conclusion. Oymer, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, min ha'olam ad ha'olam. Baruch Zoicha Nishkachos. Ve'inu na'achra, Baruch Shem, Kod Nachusoy, Lo'olam Vod. V'chazen HaKnesses, and the Shamas once again gets up. Oymer, Hariyu, instead of Tiku. Now he says Hariyu, Bnei Aaron Hariyu, because it's true, Tkiya, true. Ve'inu, and he repeats the theme of that particular bracha by saying, Mish'onos, Avesein al Yamsuf, Hu Yane Eschem, V'yishma, Bekol Tzakaschem, Hayoy Mazem. Ve'imariyim, Betoiken Mariyim. It appears that they would blow after. He would repeat the theme, interesting. V'chein b'chal bracha, bracha, and the same thing applied throughout all those brachas. They would alternate. Ba'achas oimer tiku, by one he would say the word tiku. Ba'achas oimer hariyu. Atche yigmo kol esa brachas kulon, until he completes all those additional brachas. This was in the Migdash. However, v'kach hinig r'mchalafta b'tzipoiri. R'mchanani mentradim b'sichni. These chachamim applied these practices in their respective towns. Uksha b'adavar etzach chachamim. When the word reached the chachamim, amru they opposed. Lo yoyo noigin kein, elo b'shar mizruch, v'rabayis. This is specifically for the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbido Aymer, lo yoyo tzorach lema zichroinus. Rabbido substitutes zichroinus and shayfrois with other psukim as we learned in the Mishnah. What's wrong with zichroinus and shayfrois on a fasting? Rav Ada, the Min Yafri, Rav Ada from the town of Yafri explains, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's his reason? V'shein Eimrim, Zichroinus v'Shefres. The only time you went to say Zichroinus and Shefres are during these specific occasions. Elaborei Shashana, as we learned in the Gemara Shashana, you may remember, Imri Lefanei Malchis, Zichroinus v'Shefres, the Marat of Zion says, we learn from Psukim, it's specific to Rosh Hashanah. Ubi Yevlois, this was Yom Kippur Rosh Nasa Yevil as well. We connected to Rosh Hashanah, or we had that in the end of the Masechta, through Exer Shava Shvi Shvi, Ubishas Mohammed during wartime as well. The Pasuk says, when there'll be a war, Chas V'Sholem, we have to call out to Hashem. And the Torah Evan says, Rashi says, Leyadina, I'm not sure where we see Zichronis and Shavers. Torah Evan suggests that perhaps it's because the Pasuk there says that during a time of Melchama, you'll call out to Hashem with a shofar, and you'll be even iskartem. You'll be remembered to Hashem l'toiva. So that alludes to the concept of zichroinus, to evoke our true core essence, which is beloved by to Hashem. And the concept of shofar says to evidence because they use shofars at that point, so it's appropriate to say psukim and a bracha that covers the topic of shofars as well. So dafka during these times, Rosh Hashanah, Yovel, and Muhammad, but not during a fasting. So what did we learn today? We start Rechayiv, Teva, Sakim, Efer, Efer, Kvura, Maria. We discussed the reason why they go out to the Rechayiv, to be Mechaper, through the Bezayin, through Golas. We take the Teva out to the Rechayiv to show, look what we did through our Averis, with Mevaza there in a Kodesh, and that brings to Vidu and to Tshuva. We put the Efer on the Aron HaKodesh to show that Hashem participates in our hardships. We put Efer on our own heads to show our worthlessness, and to be masker afrei shel Yitzchak, the mesiras nefesh of a yitu Hashem. We visit the Beis HaKvaros to show where chashav kemesim brings about the shuva, or to be ma'irer rachmim sheyivakshu aleinu mesim rachmim. We learned the definition of Hara Maria, yaitzei hara li Yisrael, or it brought ma'irer to evkechavim. We learned about this person who's going to be ma'irer the tzibur, going to speak to them and inspire them. So either it's going to be a Zakan who is a Chacham, or just a plain chacham, or at least an adam shel tzura, a person who can make the proper impression. What about the Anshei Nineveh, where Hashem focused on their internal changes rather than external things? We learned about making sure to get rid of that sheretz before jumping into the mikvah, letting go of the averis before doing teshuvah. We learned about the qualities that are necessary for the shliach tzibur. We learned about the shliach tzibur having internal consistency with his external presentation. We learned about the six extra brachas, and the Gemara was mechalish that even Goyel Yisrael was a rather longer bracha, although it was not part of the six. So we have a total of seven. Perhaps there's some significance to seven. Seven is a number of importance, 7 days of the week, etc. So there was a point to have seven longer brachas, even though we only added technically six extra brachas. We concluded Rabbi Yehuda that instead of Zechonis Sheferis, we do other psukim because these were unique to Rosh Hashanah, Yovel, and Shnas Mechama. Much Hatzlacha to you. All the best.